Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back. WIP Midday Show. Dan Wilson hanging out with me, Kyle Quinn, who is working today, unlike the other two slackers on the Midday Show.
Wow.
Joe and Hugh, yep, shots fired. Appreciate everybody spending their Friday afternoon and slash morning with Buzz and I here. Maybe if you're off for the day or you're going back to work for the week, hope everybody had a happy new year, because it's now, according to Buzz, my last day.
This is the last day to say. Don't allow it on Monday.
All right, well, happy new year to everybody. And we got some early returns here, Buzz, that you and I sound similar?
Yeah, so this is not the first time we've heard this. Okay. So we do want to clarify for anyone listening, we are different people.
Yes.
This is me right now. The voice you hear right now is me, Dan Wilson,
yep.
Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
The voice you heard open the segment there is Kyle Quinn. We are both producers here. We both host from time to time as well. And the similarities in our voices go back a long time. So yeah, I get a text from my girlfriend Erica in the break that she's having trouble telling our voices apart. I was with her last night. I'm with her all the time. She can't tell my voice apart from your voice.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And this is not the first. I remember still the first day that you produced the Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas Midday Show. My uncle's driving around. He hears you chime in on whatever, and he texts me. He's like, oh, you're producing in a new time slot now. I was like, no, there's another producer who just happens to also be a suburban white guy from who in a similar age range from the Manoa Road corridor out in Havertown / Wynwood. And we also apparently just have deep sounding similar voices.
I'm sure he was a little bit confused that you developed a Delco accent within the time that you would have seen him.
No.
But definitely
you're not coming like Broads.
No. Broads is
Broads. Saying, hey,
Broads got a Jersey. Broads got a good one, man. But yes, if you're looking for anything that differentiates the two, if you haven't figured it out by now, I have a little bit more of a Delco accent than Buzz.
I'm from the Monco side of Manoa Road.
Yeah, I'm Delco guy.
Grew up in Lower Merion. You went to Haverford.
Yep. So, Buzz, we spent the first 2 hours of this show really going back and forth about the fact that Jalen Hurts has not taken too many meaningful snaps, 12 snaps in the span of one calendar month. A little bit worrisome to me that he might be rusty. If he were to clear concussion protocol this week, I think it would have been good for them to get him a series just to start the game and get him into a little bit of a rhythm. But we do have some audio here we want to play for you, because Nick Sirianni did speak today. He was asked again about Jalen Hurts, whether he's still in concussion protocol or not. Apparently it was a little bit testy. Caleb, if you could play that for us, here is Nick Sirianni today.
Do you have any additional information on where things stand with Jalen in any context?
Yeah, he's progressing through the protocol.
No long-term concern there?
He's progressing through the protocol. Can't say much more on when guys are in the protocol except for that.
Protocol's not related to he would be resting anyway?
I'm sorry?
Is that it, the protocol, like you have to recover from practice, is the fact that he's would be resting from practice anyway related to him still being in the protocol?
Guys, yeah. Okay. I mean, he's progressing through the protocol. I don't. Yeah, there's not much more I have for you on that, guys.
Man,
getting a little testy.
Yeah, so I had heard that he was a
bit testy.
That's
the first time we're hearing that. Both of us.
Yeah. I mean, and so look, I understand he's not going to be able to divulge all the information. Like, I get that. It is frustrating to me that we don't have all the information. Like, I would want to know. It would make me feel a little bit better if he could answer the questions of how far has he progressed through the concussion protocol? Is he still feeling concussion-like symptoms? Because then all of a sudden you're like, wow, it's been 2 weeks and this isn't one of those minor concussions. This, you know, I guess the range is from like the Sidney Brown concussion earlier this year where he cleared within a week, or like Tua, who took like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Or so, you know what I mean? So
not
like,
all concussions are created
they're
equal.
They're not. And that's what worries me a little bit. I mean, just in terms of Jalen Hurts' health, we'll obviously know a lot more, or we'll know whether to panic or to feel okay about it next week if we see that he's practicing or he's limited, whatever, that he gets cleared from the concussion protocol. But, you know, I mean, it's something to keep an eye on. And we're wondering from everybody listening, the callers today, do you worry at all about the fact that Jalen Hurts has not had an opportunity to go out there and get reps with the rest of his team, and they have a playoff game staring him in the face where it's win or go home? And do you worry about him being a little bit rusty, Buzz? You're not overly concerned with him being rusty.
I'm not overly concerned. First of all, I'm not surprised that Sirianni can't say anything on this. The NFL makes it pretty clear. Concussion protocol is one of the few injuries that are injuries, I'm saying in air quotes, one of the few things that can sideline a player that is black and white. It's literally, is he in concussion protocol or not? Sirianni is not allowed to question the concussion protocol. This isn't the Eagles saying, hey, we just want to rest him. It has nothing to do with rest. It's a matter of, he's in concussion protocol, I can't tell you more. We're going to test him for concussion-like symptoms every day, and when he checks us all the boxes, then he'll be out of concussion protocol. So that's one thing. At this point, no, I'm not overly worried about it. Now, we sit here a week from today, and he still hasn't practiced.
Oh, yeah.
His status for the wild card game is really in question. All right, now we're talking.
Yeah,
now
we're sounding
the
alarms.
You know, now we're sounding the alarms. But we have not heard any reason as of this point to believe that he will not be ready to go for that playoff game. We do not have any real tangible evidence that he won't be ready to go. Mm-hmm. To which I say, no, I'm not overly worried. The guy would be resting anyway. He would not be practicing this week anyway. I do understand he would have played the Cowboys last week, and he would have played through that Commanders game. And your point that he's only taken basically one series worth of snaps in a month, but this is not uncommon for quarterbacks late in the year. This is not something, you know, Patrick Mahomes is dealing with a bit of an ankle thing right now, yep. And he's not playing this week and probably wouldn't be anyway. Teams who clinch early, who clinch a week or two early, have this burden of like, do you play guys or do you stick them out there and get some reps? I think at the end of the day, if you believe in Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, then you'll believe in him in a wild card game following rest. If you don't believe in him, then maybe you'll try and chalk it up as this is rust. But at the end of the day, I think he'll play in the Green Bay game just the same. If he struggles to find some rhythm in the passing game, if he's holding on to the ball too long, that's because that's who we've seen Jalen Hurts play as a quarterback this year, not because he's been out for the past couple of weeks.
215-592-9494. Do you have any concern at all about the time off for Jalen Hurts and whether or not he'll come back rusty? I just worry a little bit about the timing and the rhythm getting back to where it seemed like it finally found something after that Steelers game, after the Washington game, after they really locked in. And I think what seemed like fixed the passing game, at least for the time being. I just worry about that sort of falling apart with the time off. So we have that on the table. We're also talking about the report that came out, was it yesterday, from Jeremy Fowler, that, you know, and he's not the first one to report this or hint at this, that Nick Sirianni's job could be hanging in the balance, and he could lose it if they lose in the first round of the postseason. So, taking all your calls on that. It is a Football Friday. We'll do some of our usual Football Friday features a little bit later on in the show. You know, this game has virtually no meaning to it whatsoever. We'll go back to the phone lines here. Let's say what's up to Matt in Broomall. What's up there, Matt?
Going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Matt?
So I'm a little bit nervous about Hurts going in rusty, and I think I have a couple good reasoning behind it. I mean, first, for one, we've seen in the past kind of when he doesn't play in the preseason and his first little action of real football has kind of gotten off the slow starts the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then the other reason I would give is, and this is kind of something that will piss a lot of Eagles fans off, and they kind of act like it's not the case, but, I mean, ultimately, he was a big part of the reason that held the offense back to their full potential this year. And a lot of that had to do with his inability to read defenses and anticipate throws. And I think that that's something that is Russ going to play a major factor. Like, you know, he's going to get back out there and not be seeing stuff. So, I mean, I'm definitely a little nervous about it for sure. I think it's a mistake to not play him if he clears the protocol. I would just give him, you know, two possessions, quick, easy throws, make sure he doesn't get hit. Just knock the rust off.
Yeah. Does Jalen Hurts really need to, like, read the Giants defense, though, to get ready for a game against the Packers or the Commanders?
I mean, I think it would just having him out there and just, like, you know, having him throw some stuff that's anticipation throws, even if it's a couple small easy ones, just, you know, knock that rust off. Because we've seen in the past when, like I said, when he didn't play in the preseason and when he's come back from injury, he doesn't usually always come back red hot. And like I said, he's kind of been a big part of why this offense hasn't really taken off to their full potential this year.
Yeah, Matt, I would even equate it to, like, a three-point shooter in basketball. If you're in a little bit of a rut or if you are rusty, you need to see one or two fall in, right? You don't need to do anything crazy. You don't need to see him carve up the Chiefs' defense. I understand it's the Giants, who might as well just be practice dummies out there, but maybe just seeing him get back into that rhythm and get his timing back. Like, I think the biggest key to this whole thing is the timing, and I'm worried that they might have found something there with the rhythm and with the timing. They use those words all the time. I'm worried that they might have finally started to figure it out after 15 weeks, and now all of a sudden that's gone, and all the hard work is for naught just because he only played 12 snaps in the span of a month. That just sort of lingers in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and another thing I would add is, like, even NFL players themselves admit that a playoff game is a totally different environment and a totally different game. So if you really want him going from no competitive football played for the...
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Like 3 weeks to... win or go home situation. So, you know, I think it's a little tough situation there.
Yep. All right, Matt. And then you got something that's long overdue for us.
Yeah, I think we'd all agree here. An Eagle to win MVP, man. We've never had it in time. It could have been this year if he broke the record, but we're going to have one. It'll happen.
Man. All right. I appreciate the call, Matt. Talk to you soon, buddy. I don't know when the next opportunity for an Eagle to win the MVP would be. I mean, this was the time.
Jalen finished second in 22.
Right.
It's Jalen Hurts or whoever the next Eagles quarterback to be the best quarterback in a given season is.
I think the days of Jalen Hurts being an MVP candidate, unfortunately, might be over.
So the next time we see an Eagle win the MVP is if...
Not before the Flyers win the Stanley Cup.
No, Flyers got to win the Cup. Sixers got to win the finals. Phillies get another World Series.
Yep.
How about a Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah, that'd be better than an MVP. I mean, look, it's only been 7 years, but then we can argue that's long overdue there too. So
52 years at first were more long overdue.
That was way more long overdue. But so we are looking for something that you think is long overdue, along with your phone calls. On, you know, if you want to get into the Saquon Barkley thing, if you had any chance to react to that on WIP, you're more than welcome to do that. Are you worried that Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty after, you know, not having played for a while going into the postseason? And, of course, the reports about Nick Sirianni's job status. If things were to go awry in the first round of the postseason, let's talk to my good buddy, Ken Encinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
What's up, Kenny?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you?
What's up?
Happy New Year.
Get it out now. Don't bring it on Monday, Ken.
Appreciate that, Ken.
Got it in right under the wire.
There you go.
So, first of all, Kyle, I'm really distressed to hear you fall into the idiocy. I mean, you need to go home and take a long look in the mirror this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just one rule of thumb. If they're talking about Nick Sirianni, if Chris from Middletown says it, then the opposite is
true. Yeah.
I usually feel that way about you, though, Ken. I mean...
Not about this. Not about
No, you're right. We're usually on the same page with this.
I'm a little distressed. It's the one thing we're normally simpatico on.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long couple weeks off.
The whole Jalen Hurts clearing concussion protocol, should he play, shouldn't he play, it's the same, frankly, stupid conversation as Saquon Barkley, because if Jalen Hurts were to clear concussion protocol this week, And I frankly don't think the Eagles want him to clear concussion protocol this week. And I don't think he can clear concussion protocol until he practices. So if they don't practice him, then he can't clear concussion protocol. Because if he were to clear concussion protocol, then what you're saying is you're either going to send him out there to develop timing with Johnny Wilson and Jahad Dotson behind the backup offensive line.
The JV offensive line, yeah.
Or you're going to play all the guys that absolutely positively have to be off their feet for a week, because I will stress this again, because it doesn't seem to sink into anybody's skulls around here. The only guy on the starting offensive line that did not limp off the field at some point this year was Cam Jurgens, and the guy played 1,000 snaps at center. Every single one of those guys has limped off the field at some point this year, and if you think it's worth getting a series or two in to see Fred Johnson starting at right tackle next week against the Packers, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's not necessarily what I wanted to see. I guess my whole point was, in the perfect world, all the offensive starters are out there. That means Saquon gets a go for it, and whether Lane Johnson likes it or not, the line gets a few series to see if they have a shot at breaking the record, and Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol, and he's able to get reps with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. If Dallas Goedert's eligible to come back from the IR this year, I'd like to even see him get in the mix. And, Ken, I'm resigned to the reality that we're not seeing any of them, and that Jalen Hurts has not clear concussion protocol, and that it's going to be all backups, and this is going to be a totally meaningless game. I don't have to like it, and it does sort of linger in the back of my mind that this could be a problem in the first round of the postseason. I don't want this to be the fatal flaw. I don't want to, after everything that we built up here and knowing what we know about this football team, that a completely avoidable situation ends up biting us.
Well, I've never known you to panic before.
No,
Kyle,
not
so
me. Yep.
He's getting all scared now.
I know.
He's on this side of the glass,
yeah.
Ken.
Does concern me just a bit that Joe Giglio Glass Half Empty Award goes to Kyle Quinn.
No, well, yeah, I mean,
well, he's sitting in the same chair today. He's sitting in the same chair, Ken.
Some are arguing that it was when I sat in a huge chair that I became plant based.
We switched chairs in the last break.
There are a lot of theories floating around there, Ken. All right, so Ken, give me something that you think is long overdue.
Well, unfortunately for you, it's going to stay overdue, and that is the 76ers getting past the second round.
Oh, boy. You get out of here, Ken.
By the way, you want to talk about the Sixers and a ball going through the hoop? You know who doesn't struggle to see the ball go through the hoop? Steph Curry. Goes for 30 points. I don't know how many people stayed up and watched the game.
I didn't.
Steph goes for 30 points, 11 for 15 from the field, 8 for 8 from 3. Guy's 36 and not missing a beat.
Man.
Slayed the Sixers last night.
So, full disclosure, I'd made a bet with Ken. I had said the Sixers will go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
The beginning of the season?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm not feeling great about it.
So what do you have to do if they get lost,
if they lose second round earlier? I am not correct. I have to concede all of my sports knowledge to the great Ken and Cinna Minson.
What does that
on
look
air,
like? On air.
And an on-air apology to Ken,
okay.
And where I will defer to his wisdom and his ever knowing whatever the hell you want to call it, his amazing sports knowledge, and that I am inferior with my sports takes. So 215-592-9494.
So this would be coming in May if it happens.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know how long this Sixer season is. I don't know how long.
Listen,
we have
don't give it up too soon. You were giving up on Hugh too soon.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Yep. See you through.
I'm a fatalist today, man. I know I'm bringing everybody down. I guess somebody had to. All right, we'll squeeze in one more call before we hit a break here. Jeff in Bowyertown. Let's talk about the Birds in the postseason. What's up there, Jeff?
Yo. Hey, first of all, guys, I appreciate you trying to get the WIP off of Saquon Barkley today. I know you're trying. It's not 100%, but I had to turn it off the last couple days. It just got... Beat the dead horse.
Jeff, Saquon Barkley not playing it is a big deal that matters to a lot of people. And
people want to talk about it.
But we can't lose sight of the fact that the quarterback is also in concussion protocol, and there's a playoff game in a little more than a week.
Right. So, Nick Sirianni fired if they don't win in the game. If the Eagles lose the football game, what's the most likely reason they're going to lose the football game? In my opinion... The other team's going to shut down Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to fall on Jalen Hurts. So, can Jalen Hurts pass them over a team that shuts down Saquon Barkley?
I worry about that too, Jeff. And
I agree.
And especially with the fact that now he's about to enter this postseason not having taken meaningful snaps for like nearly a month. Like when you add it all up, he's took 12 snaps in that Commanders game. I just worry about it. It felt to me, Jeff, like, and we all know that this has been a problem for the Eagles all season long, that they got off to these slow starts and it didn't bite them. But, you know, in the postseason, it's an entirely different animal. Everything's more magnified. The quarterback play matters more. It just, it pains me to think about that this is something that we probably, you know, maybe it might end up being unavoidable. But say Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol.
I think the team's seen a whole season of, like, to shut down the Eagles, you got to shut down Saquon Barkley, and they're going to pour everything they can into that.
That's clear.
And say, okay, Jalen Hurts, you beat us.
Yeah.
You beat us.
And
I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Yep. And I just, Jeff, I'll continue with my thoughts on that after you give us what you think is long overdue.
I've been watching the Eagles since 1970.
Uh-oh.
I want a stand-in-the-pocket, 6'6" quarterback. Deliver
6 foot
the ball
six.
On time.
You want Tanner McKee, basically.
Exactly. Deliver the ball on time. Anticipate. And the closest we ever had was probably Donovan McNabb. Mm.
Yeah.
It's almost 20 years ago.
Mm.
But we still remember the worm burners and stuff. But I want Wentz had a one good season of doing that.
Yeah. Foles was pretty
tall. I want to watch Eagles for 5-6 years in a row where I tune in on Sunday and I know my quarterback is going to execute the offense week in and week out. It's not perfect, but execute the offense and just deliver a ball on time with accuracy.
All right, Jeff.
I've been waiting a long time for that.
I appreciate the call there, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, look.
Not a lot of teams in the league have that.
No,
You watch around the league.
NFL's changed.
Like, you watch around the league on Sundays, and this week 18, I think a lot of people, I would imagine, probably scoreboard watching even more than watching the Eagles. I mean, we'll be keeping an eye on the Packers and the Commanders' scores to see who the Eagles, we'll know as of 4:30 at the latest, pretty much on Sunday, who the Eagles will be playing in that wild card round. And we'll take an eye on that. In the late window, we'll have Broncos Chiefs. Broncos trying to go into the playoffs against Carson Wentz. You're going to do a lot of scoreboard watching this weekend. I know not all the starters are playing, but you're going to see some quarterback play that will make you appreciate Jalen Hurts just a little bit.